if they don't want to come back and hear what we did in closed session. So I'll start with staff report.
Yes, the July 10th meeting, just so everybody is aware of this, this is our board reorganization meeting, and the first item on that meeting will be the board reorganization. We will also have recommendations. As of right now, I have one person being nominated by two different groups for the retiree alternate position, so we'll have that on there too. We are ongoing with our pay item review. It will not be ready to come back for the July 10th meeting, because every time we turn over another stone, we need a little bit more information, so that is an ongoing process. Those of you who have contacted us about iPads, we will not get to those until after July 4th because my IT person is over in Argentina right now. We do have responses for our total compensation study. We have two groups that we're looking at for that and have not made a final decision yet. First Five did sign the...
Would you repeat? We have
two respondents with letters of interest for our total compensation study for our staff.
Okay.
First Five, we did propose slightly different language. They signed the letter, and we received a check yesterday for $2 million. Okay. So they have made a payment towards their unfunded liability.
For 179 days.
Tim? You have a lot. Do you want to go up there? Well, I think, if my list is any indication.
Well, I have a lot, but we can go over quickly.
Okay.
Welcome, Tim.
Here.
Before Tim starts, back to your the IT person. Is the IT person responsible for the... I know you want to update the website, but the trustee page is really poor.
We're working on that in the background, so...
Well, just because... Okay, great. But he or she is the person who would do that?
No, we're working
now. Okay,
thank you. With staff. That's all I can say.
A couple moving pieces on the investment side of the equation. We executed all contracts with Common Fund, so we're ready to go with that one. They actually issued their first capital call for Friday. So that one's going to be moving along rather quickly here. Long Wharf and Invesco, we anticipate executing contracts for both of those by Friday as well. Bob Hellison and I were down to see Invesco last Friday, successful on-site. It's a firm that we think is on better footing going forward than what we've seen in the last couple of years here. Team seems incrementally stronger. They certainly have been chastened by their exposure to leverage over the past couple of years here. The GMO and Wentworth Hauser Veelich transitions are both completed. They were completed last Thursday and Friday, so that money is all...
Did you beat the fall?
What's that?
Did you beat the fall?
No. Well, we it's interesting. We have a policy of trying to remain fully invested at all times.
Uh-huh.
Because of these transitions, there's 3 days where we're going to need to be in cash.
Uh-huh.
We put futures on that to remain fully equitized, so for better or for worse, we were completely in the markets. One interesting thing to note on the GMO transition that's being held at State Street, they're putting futures on. Remember that GMO is a value-oriented manager. There's no value futures contracts per se, but what we worked with State Street Global Markets on was putting country-by-country exposure on according to the value index weights, so we're along the spectrum there towards value. What that basically means is we're massively underweight to China relative to the broader index, which has been helpful.
Congratulations.
It's been greatly helpful over the past week. Over the next 6 months, who knows, but over the past week, that's been comforting.
Good.
Would that all be reported out as a transition cost at the end of the quarter?
Oh, good.
That will be.
We are going to do that, aren't we?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, that'll be captured.
Hope we'll examine our actions.
Yeah, the transition on the sell side went very well on the futures basis because the futures all dropped immediately with the market. It's going to look expensive on the initiation, but it'll all be wrapped up in that transaction cost. We'll see the whole picture.
Okay.
If there's a specific question in there, I'm more than happy to chat with you. But yeah, it'll be all be wrapped up at the end of the quarter and reported out. Distressed real estate, we're going to be looking at follow-on funds from Oak Tree and Singular Guff, both at the July 24th board meeting. Two other items of note, the you may hear among the calipers or sackers groups, there's a discussion of what's called the P4 initiative and what's the P5 initiative. Essentially, this is a collaboration among CIOs of calipers and sackers organizations to try and find economies of scale within the existing managers and looking at ways of potentially finding economies of scale for prospective managers. It's in the discussion phase only right now, but if you hear about it, you should know that it's being led by OSERS, LA County, San Bernardino, and I am involved in kind of the steering committee on that one.
The discussions, right.
Yep. And the other potential item that you may see coming up, but we're in the extremely preliminary phase here, is EIF has brought a potential co-investment deal to us. We barely have any information. We're gathering data on that. You may see that over the next couple of months coming back.
As in another fund? Or
as in a specific investment that the fund can't take the whole piece of, so they're going back to the limited partners and saying,
to ask for more
would
money
you like exposure to this particular deal?
Yeah, well, EIF is, yeah. You know, I like, okay.
So we're extremely early days there. I can't give you any guidance on whether it's a good idea or not.
Is that within our rules?
Okay.
I haven't even gone
we
back
need
to
a special vote to do that because we have an investment with them. You know what I mean? It sounds to me it's definitely not our normal thing. So I mean, before we get carried down, could we talk about the rules that we have? You just can't wake up one morning and decide where would we get the money, how would we allocate it, and where would we stick it as far as, you know, a judgment. Would that be classified as, you know, pure special investment, or
it'd be classified as private equity? But we're a long ways away from even going down the path yet.
Okay. But I mean, it's out of the normal loop.
It's outside the normal.
Okay, so maybe we should, like, you know, cross our T's, dot our I's before we
absolutely
run up the flag.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Tim wanted to let you know that we are going to at least review it.
Realistically, we'd be 4 months away from actually getting down to the point where there's a board level discussion. Just so you know what's going on. So that's it for my end.
Right.
I have one more thing, but I'll save it till the end.
Okay. Karen?
Nothing.
Here.
Thank you.
Harvey?
Thank you.
Trustee comments? I thought I'd like Sharon to have her say.
I just wanted to thank everybody. It's been a long, long run, and I hope that the person that you pick is a good trustee for the fund. This was a pioneer situation with being the alternate. And of course, Jerry was in good health the whole time, so that worked well for him. Good for me.
The
idea was, in case they got in poor health, that would be similar. I want to thank all the staff and all the people that have I've worked with over these years, and I'll still come around and see what's going on, but I think I'm ready to pass it on to somebody new.
So. Sharon, how many total years with the active and with the retiree?
Oh, probably 10.
If we wait a few minutes after trustee comments.
I think we've got that covered, I guess.
Yeah. I was an active, and then I was a retiree, so that's what they're talking about. But I came to work for the county in 1968 and got unionized in 72, clerical women's union. That's been my thing. And as a retiree, I worked so that the retirees would have what we were vested and guaranteed, I'm using those words, when we retired. And it's very frustrating at times to see what's going on with things because of some economy things, and we're getting the brunt of it. So employees of Contra Costa County and the retirees. So. And I wish everybody knew well. It's nice to we've got a new person on the board, so, and I'm going to miss everybody.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
I found it nothing but delightful to work with you, and I think you were one of the first women on the board, so you kind of broke it in. Right?
No.
Helen.
No.
Helen.
No.
Shea.
Pat and Helen.
No.
And Sharon.
No.
Sorry,
Norma Cruz was.
Go to history over there.
Yeah, really.
Norma Cruz was the first woman who was on the board.
Never heard. I didn't.
So actually, not the first, but before that, it was someone. Norma Cruz was a public health nurse. We had Marcella Coleridge. We've had several women on the board.
I only knew Helen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know when the tragedy with her daughter in the plane? That's when she left the board.
Betty Lindo was the administrator too.
Wasn't she the first? Was Betty the first?
No, Ben.
Ben Russell was the first one. Betty was one of the women who sued B of A for salary discrimination, equal pay. She came to Contra Costa to hide out.
Any other comments from trustees?
Really?
Any other comments? I also just want to say thank you. It's been great. I've always enjoyed being here. I worked with some great people over the years. I appreciate my anchor to the right and my anchor to the left. They were here when I got here. And I can't say it's too bad. $2.3 billion, $6 billion, I feel really good.
Yeah. Well, it was $6 billion.
Until yesterday.
It's up again.
That's what they said when I came on. I brought the tech bubble with me. That's how I remember that. But anyway, it's been really wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. And I have a very small token of our appreciation. Sharon, if you'd come up first. We wanted to acknowledge you for a total of 14 years of service, and we have the different dates. She was a general member from 93 to 98 and a retiree alternate from 04 to 2013. And it's a certificate of our appreciation
thank
for the time served on the board, and it's been a wonderful term.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Photo op.
Sharon.
Photo op.
Get over there.
Come on.
Photo op.
Get them.
Go on. Get in there too, ma'am. All right. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, anytime, Jerry.
We're kind of frozen there. Time.
And I can't believe we have two in one meeting, but for Maria Teresa, we have, my glasses on, 12 years of service to Contra Costa County Retirement. We have a certificate of appreciation for Maria Teresa also.
Great. Thank you.
Got it.
Okay.
All right.
And after closed session, we'll have cake in here. For everybody who would like to enjoy it, for both thanking Sharon and Maria Teresa.
Thank you.
We should eat the cake.
Although they couldn't fit Teresa on top of the cake, so they put Sharon and Maria.
The small things. That's why the kids called me MTV. That was thank you. Okay, so no more trustee comments, no reports.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to both of you for various reasons. You for introducing me and guiding me with the union stuff and helping me with RSG and getting me going in this direction. It's been a new asset in my life, a new facet, and you have a large part to do with getting me started in that direction. I want to thank you. And I thank you for your service on this board and getting me going. For you, you know, because I wrote the letter, how I feel. When you go into a subject, you go into it. You research it. I may not always have agreed with your decisions, and then there's times when you've made decisions that I've agreed with, but I knew that when you made a decision, you knew in your heart that that was the way that you wanted to go, and I know you looked out for the beneficiaries in the system. So I want to thank you for that and guiding me in that way.
Thank you.
And I'm going to miss you both.
Thank you.
Okay. And I think we're not going to adjourn right now, but I think it'd be appropriate that we adjourn in respect for your services today, if that's okay with you.
Thank you.
With both of you, okay? And that just, if you were still here, in case you're leaving, I think that's what we'll do.
So just for the lightness of the moment, I want to thank you that I remember when a few other members retired, we had little things that we gave, you know. I'm so glad to get the plaque. I didn't get the cup that said, "See you in hell" or something.
It's still time.
But But I do want to openly congratulate Mr. Gordon for his appointment, and I think he's going to do a wonderful job. So with that, I just want to go into closed session.
Okay, thank you.
Can we take 5 minutes?
Yes, 5 minutes.
Okay.
Are those important things? Like a second cup of coffee?